This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, hour number two, and on Newsmax TV, hour number one of 2 hours tonight, just like Wednesday and Thursday and now Friday. I've got 2 hours because I'm guest hosting for the great Joe Pags. Joe's a great friend of mine, a great guy, great radio host. I saw a list the other day. I think he's got 4.5 million listeners around the United States. I saw that at Wikipedia on radio. One of the top radio hosts in America. Congratulations on building a great career on radio, Joe Pags. Great stuff. And so I'm in for him today as I was on Wednesday and Thursday. He'll be back with all of you on Monday. And I'll be off next week on Thursday and Friday for Labor Day weekend. So we all take different days off, weeks off, and we try and fill in for each other. Me for Joe and Joe for me. One for one and one for all, as they say. I want to read you a commentary about what the last 48 hours of my life has been like, because I'm sure you've seen the name Wayne Allen Root or heard it on the Rush Limbaugh show, or heard it from President Trump, who's got 60-plus million people listening to him on Twitter, and he sure mentioned my name a lot, 4 times in 1 day. I call this commentary that's coming out in the newspaper on Sunday. It starts in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I write it for them, one of the top 20 newspapers in America. And then it gets syndicated all over the United States by Creator Syndicate, my nationwide syndicator. And the article's called 48 Hours of Wayne's World. Wayne's World! Remember that movie, Wayne's World? Ancient Chinese wisdom says, may you live in interesting times. Well, we live in interesting times. But I personally live in really interesting times. Few, if any, conservative media personalities have ever experienced 48 hours like I just experienced. I just lived in the eye of a hurricane. Call it Wayne's World. It all started with my Newsmax TV show, and that's the show that comes after Joe Pag's show. This show is at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. My show is right after Joe. It's at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. And it all started with my regular 8 p.m. Newsmax TV show. I took a call from a viewer who wondered why Jews vote Democrat when it's clearly against their self-interest. And then, with my response, I stepped into history. I answered by reporting a few simple facts, but let me paraphrase. I basically said I'm a Republican Jew who loves and appreciates President Trump. And Trump loves Israel. And Israelis love Trump like no president in the history of America. I said that Trump is wildly popular in Israel. I reported that Trump is so popular in Israel that they're naming towns and train stations and even a soccer team after him. Folks, these are facts. They're not debatable. And why would they create a media firestorm? I also said off the cuff that Trump is so popular in Israel, they treat him like the king of the Jews. And I think it's a kind of funny thing to say. That's all I was being was, tongue-in-cheek and funny. And then came the clincher. As I've said 1,000 times before on my national TV and radio shows, it's time for Jews to vote Republican because Trump is the greatest Republican ever for the Jewish people. The greatest, did I say Republican? The greatest president ever for the Jewish people. And the president watched my TV show right here on Newsmax TV. And he tweeted out his thanks to me as well as a transcript of the exact quote of my words that I said on TV in a series of tweets. And that's when the liberal media lost their minds. That message obviously scares them to death. Clearly, they're even more scared of that message in the hands of a talented Jewish communicator, that's me, who speaks with evangelical zeal, that's me, about bringing Jews to the GOP promised land. Most of all, I think, they're scared of Trump bringing my message to the attention of the world. It's one thing to say it on Newsmax, or to say it on Fox News, or to say it in my newspaper column, or to say it on USA Radio. It's another when Trump tweets it out to 63 million followers. Suddenly they know it's going to get traction. It's going to get out there. So President Trump tweeted out on his fourth tweet of the day about me that he basically said, thank you for tonight's TV show. That was Thursday night, last night. And he was watching my TV show for the second night in a row. He thanked me again, but this time he included a 3.5-minute video from my TV show, a clip from my TV show. And so far, it's been watched 1.4 million times and counting. No wonder liberals are so scared. My message is getting out. It all comes down to this for liberals. A, if you can't beat your opposition, make it personal. Destroy them, malign them, slander them, demonize them. Liberals are great at that. And B, the truth to liberals is like a Christian cross to a vampire. So if someone exposes the truth by any and all means, liberals have got to use weapons of mass distraction, and they've got to change the subject. And that's what they did to me. They changed the subject away from Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Wayne Root talking about Trump being the greatest guy ever, greatest president ever for the Jews and the Jewish people and for Israel, and they changed the subject to Wayne Root must be the worst guy ever. I'm a witness to their ruthless strategy. I lived it. And from that moment on, all hell broke loose. The whole media world exploded with rage against me. I was the main subject of every show on CNN, on MSNBC, on the Evening News, on the Washington Post, Esquire Magazine, every liberal website, the cover of the New York Daily News. The liberal media tried to destroy the messenger, me. And they failed. Just as they always do with President Trump, they failed. It's like Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. You know, they always think they got him, and they never have him. And after the attacks, you know, the liberals attack Trump every day the way they attacked me for 48 hours. Every second of every day. But sometimes it's a really bad day after something Trump says. And after their attack, they think they got him. He's dead. He's done. And he always goes back up in the polls. You go up in the polls. How could you go up after attacks like that? You're called a racist and Hitler, and you go up. And it's simple. The hateful liberal media brings attention to Trump, which makes more Americans curious to tune into the circus and watch Trump. And when they watch Trump and listen to Trump and experience Trump, they like him and they agree with him. The media did the exact same thing, and then the polls go up, right? And the media did the exact same thing for me. Millions of new viewers, millions of new listeners, checking Wayne Root out and saying, listen, they said he was crazy, they said he was nuts, they said he was a conspiracy theorist, they said he's ultra-right wing. Wow, let's go check out what that's about. And when they check in, they like me, and they agree with what I'm saying. I'm a guy who resonates, I'm a son of a butcher, an SOB. And I resonate, just like Trump does, with middle-class and working-class Americans and conservatives and patriots and gun owners and homeowners and small business owners. All those people think exactly like me. How do I know? Because everywhere I go, people scream, war! And everywhere I go, I tell them what I believe in. They go, oh, my God, it's like me on national TV. You represent me, Wayne. My fan mail quadrupled overnight. Thank you, media. Thank you, liberal media. And none of it was hate mail. They were all thanking me. They loved what I said about Trump being the king of the Jews and Trump being the greatest thing to ever happen to Jewish people. Rush Limbaugh quoted me and thanked me in front of his 15 million radio listeners. Thank you, Rush. And Wayne Allen Root was the number one name trending in the world at Twitter. Wow. Thank you, liberal media. You just made me into a conservative media superstar, just like you always do for Trump. God bless you. Keep attacking. My only request is, let's engage. Instead of slandering me and denigrating me behind my back, why not debate with me face-to-face on your liberal shows? I'm willing to go on CNN, MSNBC. I'll do an interview with the New York Times, the Washington Post. I will rip you to shreds. You've never debated someone like me. In my lifetime, I'm like 1,000 to 0. I've never lost a debate in my life. That's how I went from a nobody on the stage, by the way, in 2008, a nobody with 13, a U.S. senator, a U.S. congressman, and 10 other lifelong libertarian heroes, and I was a nobody who'd never been in the Libertarian Party in my life. I was a professional sports gambler from Vegas who'd never been in politics a day in my life, and I was running for the Libertarian presidential nomination as a lark. Some friends challenged me. They thought it was a joke. They wanted to see how far I could go, and I got on the stage. They put the event on national TV, the debate, and I destroyed all 13 of my opponents, and I almost won the presidential nomination, came out of nowhere, almost came within a couple of votes of beating Bob Barr, a United States congressman who led the impeachment of Bill Clinton, beat out a United States Senator, Mike Gravel, and beat out every other libertarian lifelong hero who'd been there for 30 years, and I was there for 1 minute, and they didn't even know what I believed in. But I was such a good speaker on that stage that I wound up the vice presidential nominee on the presidential ticket, and the next day I was on Neil Cavuto's show on Fox News, and my life changed. And here I am now with a national TV show, a national radio show, national syndicated newspaper column, and a new book coming out February 10th called Trump Rules. It all happened because of my communication skills. So, Chris Cuomo, you don't believe me? Let's go for it. Don Lemon, you don't believe me? Let's go for it. Rachel Maddow, let's go for it. Morning Joe Scarborough, let's go for it. You think you could beat me? You think you could prove that I'm a conspiracy theorist? I will come on your show and thrash you on your own show, and I'll do it live in front of a liberal audience. Or let's set up a debate. I'll thrash you in a debate in front of a live audience. Or even better, as I said yesterday's show, Chris Cuomo, you're a big workout guy. So am I. I'm in the gym every day. You're in the gym every day. You look like you're in great shape. I'm in great shape. Let's have a fight in either Vegas at MGM or at Madison Square Garden. I'll bet you we can get 20,000 people to show up, 10,000 conservatives, 10,000 liberals screaming for blood. And in the name of charity, let's do a good thing for the world. I bet we'll raise $1 million for wounded vets. Wayne Root against Chris Cuomo. Believe me, I will kick your butt all over that boxing ring. Let's go for it. Let's try it out. But first, let me debate you verbally. Then we'll do the boxing match. Let it be physical second. Let it be verbal first. Any of you want to take me up on it? Or are you afraid? Are you chicken? Uh-huh. Cat got your tongue? Uh-huh. Just what I thought. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Newsmax TV. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio Network. We're not on national TV with Newsmax for at least this segment because there was some sort of technical difficulty. So there's nothing I could do about that, but we're not on. But we are on USA Radio, so we're steady and strong on the USA Radio ship, and we're leaking water on Newsmax TV feed. I don't know what's going on, but they're working on it, and they feel relatively confident we'll be on for the next segment. We better be, because I got Anthony Scaramucci, and it's going to be an epic showdown between Root and the Mooch, War and the Mooch, but not if it's not on national TV. So I don't know. We may have to postpone that. We'll see. In any case, let me mention the sponsor of this segment, the show, Liberty HealthShare. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you'll have access to health care. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 year one, $18,000 year two, and $18,000 just in premiums in year three. So $54,000 saved. Can you imagine if I was still with Aetna, I'd have an extra $54,000 less in my bank account. That probably wasn't the right way to put it. It's not an extra. I'd have $54,000 less in my bank account. That's insane. $54,000 less? All because I'm paying insurance to a different company? Wow. And it was a $2,500. And then they never used to cover anything because in addition to $54,000 in extra premiums, you know what else we had? They never covered any of my bills. Everything was below the $10,000 deductible. Now I have a very low deductible, $2,500. And guess what? They pay everything, Liberty Health Share. They're the greatest. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. This is the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or go to lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. All right, so the news that I never got to at the top of the hour was Ruth Bader Ginsburg, treated for pancreatic cancer. Here's a woman who's 86 years old. Nobody should be serving on the Supreme Court at the age of 86. I'm sorry. You cannot make decisions. You know, they don't let an airline pilot fly past the age of 65, and that's probably way too early. They should have adjusted that. Society now, I think you could be 70, you know, or maybe 72 as forced mandatory retirement. But it's 65 for airline pilots. 86, and you're making decisions that affect the entire future for centuries of the United States of America. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. Doesn't make any sense at all. But yet, she's 86, and she's had two cancers in 1 year. She was treated for lung cancer earlier this year, now pancreatic cancer. Now, I'm not a doctor. I don't want to play a doctor. First of all, let me say I want to pray for her. I pray she's okay. I pray she's okay and retires and lives a wonderful retirement for another 5 or 10 years in retirement, or lives to 100, another 14 years. I want no ill will for this woman. But she shouldn't be a U.S. Supreme Court justice. She's got to retire from SCOTUS. The United States Supreme Court of the United States. She's got to. You can't be a Supreme Court justice with chemotherapy in your body and all kinds of cancer drugs. You don't think clearly at the age of 86 anyway, let alone 86 with chemotherapy and cancer drugs. This is outrageous. It is ridiculous. It's crazy. So Ruth Bader Ginsburg treated for pancreatic cancer. And the other thing, I'm not a doctor, but don't you think of a person as lung cancer, and later on in the year they have pancreatic cancer. That means it spread to different areas of their body, which means she has cancer in her entire body. You can't be a U.S. Supreme Court justice and you're dying of cancer. And every other day you're going to the hospital and you're getting powerful psychotropic drugs that affect your thinking and affect your body's ability to keep your eyes open. Remember, she's the one that was falling asleep at the United States Supreme Court and during the President's State of the Union. Ruth Bader Ginsburg couldn't keep her eyes open before she had cancer. So again, let me state, I say a prayer for her, hope she's okay, I'm a nice guy, my parents died of cancer 28 days apart, I don't want anybody to die of cancer. And politics shouldn't enter into it. You don't root for someone's death because they're a liberal? I want her to live a wonderful life in retirement. But Trump should get to name another Supreme Court Justice, number three, and this would be the first liberal he's naming, which would change the whole makeup of the Supreme Court. It's not 5-4 anymore, it's 6-3. And don't forget, we sometimes lose Chief Justice John Roberts. So now it wouldn't matter. We'd be up 6-3. You could lose him. We'd still win decisions 5-4. This would be the most important Supreme Court choice of our lifetime. And liberals will lose their minds. But you can't be 86 with pancreatic cancer, which is the most deadly form of cancer. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the guy from Bonanza and Little House on the Prairie, Michael Landon, I believe he had pancreatic cancer. He died about a month after he announced he had it. It is deadly. And you can't be a Supreme Court justice when you're worried about dying and when you're on major drugs and chemotherapy. Ridiculous. It's time to retire, Ruth Bader, but I hope you live many, many years in retirement. But you got to get a clear thinker on the U.S. Supreme Court. Wouldn't that be great if Trump got another name for the Supreme Court? Now, coming up next, it's Anthony Scaramucci and me in a great interview and a debate for the ages. We'll be right back with the Mooch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks plunged after President Trump suggested U.S. companies find alternatives to doing business in China. The Dow lost 623 points to close at 25,629. The NASDAQ and S&P also fell. As the trade war between the United States and China continues, many farmers are feeling the heat.
They have a lot of people in China, and they were taking one row of every three rows that we plant of soybeans. That's a lot of soybeans that they were taking. So to lose that market last year has hurt us, and I think will hurt us for a while. It's going to take a while to recover from that.
That's Iowa farmer Lynn Swanson speaking on Fox News, and the illegal alien accused of killing University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts is waiving his right to a speedy trial. Christian Rivera had a hearing on Friday morning where a judge approved his waiver. Rivera's next hearing is set for October 22nd and 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. This show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Before I get to my buddy Anthony Scaramucci, who's gone the bad way, man. Anthony's gone in a bad way. We're going to have a little debate here. Before I get to him, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, AmpFest 19. Anthony will love this one. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining Trump fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see Trump reelected or any conservative who wants to be entertained and empowered, if that's you, head to Trump's Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. The headline speakers will not be Anthony Scaramucci. He's not a friend of the president anymore. He seems to hate him, but he's still my friend. But headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Donald Trump Jr., Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, and probably most important headliner, Wayne Allen Root. I will be there October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in Miami, Florida. But it's more than a traditional political event or Trump love fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, movie screening, a Women for Trump social, and a prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. And I'll literally see you there, because I'll be one of the headliners, and I'm always pro-Trump. Now, let's get to my buddy, Anthony Scaramucci, who I love. We're like brothers from another mother. We're like the same person. We're blue-collar guys from blue-collar neighborhoods. I'm from the Bronx area. He's from Queens. Our dads were blue-collar guys, and we both wound up Ivy Leaguers, him from Harvard, me from Columbia University. We both wound up Trump guys, both wound up capitalists, both wound up entrepreneurs, and we've always had a love fest, and it was only 2 months ago, Anthony, you were on the show telling me how it was so great that you and I were the first two guys behind Trump and you'll always love me, and now you've abandoned Trump. What the hell just happened, Anthony?
Yeah, well, first of all, I appreciate the opportunity to be on, because what I love about you, you're a libertarian and you like the intellectual free marketplace of ideas. So I give you a huge shout out for that. Secondarily, I wrote an op-ed related to this earlier in the week in the Washington Post, which gives more detail to my conclusion. But Wayne, it's a very simple conclusion. You know, I broke from the president on a few things. I was on the Bill Maher show 2 weeks ago. According to people that were in the audience, my wife and two of my older children, that I was 9/10 in support of the president. One of the things I cannot support is the racist tropes go back to the country that you came from. Now, if you want to support that, and my best friend Sean Hannity wants to support that, I have total respect for that. We're in the free marketplace of ideas. But my grandmother was told to go back to the country that she came from. She produced two World War II veterans, one of which was a Purple Heart medalist on the Normandy beach invasion. So, and obviously my mom. So to me, I didn't like it.
Anthony, I got to break in on that one. I'll always let you get your say, believe, but I got to answer that one.
Okay.
Here you are making it like, you know, look, I love your grandmother. I'm sure she's just like my grandmother was the Jewish, Yiddish grandmother. Your grandma was the Italian grandma. That doesn't compare to the people coming into America today illegally. Trump was basically talking about Ilhan Omar. And by the way, we're not saying she came in illegally, but Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are people who are first-generation Americans.
You know what?
They don't love America. It's not the same as your grandmother.
You know what's equally un-American, Wayne? Let me tell you something that's equally un-American. Bullying your fellow citizens. So the president of the United States took to Twitter this week and bullied my wife on his Twitter feed. And I think culturally that is very un-American. Moreover, okay, that's an early stage form of fascism where the leader of the free world and the duly elected president of the longest standing republic is bullying a housewife who has no dog in the hunt.
Where did that come from? Did she tweet out something bad about him?
No, go look at his Twitter feed. He's attacking me, and like he did for Ted Cruz and like he did with Jeb Bush and others, he went vicious on my wife.
We know he does that, Anthony.
Okay,
come on.
You're equivocating now. You're equivocating.
Because, listen, I can't afford to worry about your wife. But we lose America if you lose Trump. If you elect one of these liberals, America's done and Wall Street's done.
Trump has lost his mind, Wayne. Trump has lost his mind. Let's go through the last 2 weeks of what he's doing.
You're not going to talk about policies. You're going to talk about words. And my father told me
Let's talk about the policies then. He's blown the trade negotiations with the Chinese, as a result of which the yield curve is inverting, and about $1.6 trillion of market cap has been taken out of the United States equity markets as a result of the president not listening to his advisors who were giving him great advice on how to create trade symmetry with the Chinese. So what policy do you want to talk about? I'm happy to talk about all the policies.
I want to talk about how great the economy's been for two and a half years. It's been fantastic.
Wayne,
yeah.
He's turning an economic miracle that he started into an economic mirage.
But you can't get mad at the guy because Obama turned this country into a wasteland. It was the Obama Great Depression, other than the stock market, which was up because the Fed cut rates, and kept them at zero. And the Fed just dropped money on the economy and made you Wall Street guys rich. But other than that, the rest of us were left in a wasteland, man. Right? So you didn't like Obama, right? You never liked Obama, correct?
I thought the Obama policies were flawed, and I thought they led to a slowdown in growth.
I think the
trade policy here could lead to a very great unwinding of the
economic situation. Well, we agree, Anthony. We agree. Okay, look, he's got to win the trade war in the next few months, right?
He's not going to win the trade war over the next few months. He just agreed to ratchet up the tariffs, and you know from your history, as I know from my history, the 1930s were exacerbated. The economic slowdown was exacerbated by protectionism and what was known as the Smoot-Hawley Trade Act.
I'm well aware. I agree. I agree to that. But I don't agree that we will lose to China in this one. China can't sell anything without American consumers. They're a tiny portion of our economy, Anthony.
You're not going to convince me that he's doing the right thing, and you're not going to convince me that he's not mentally off the rails.
Let me ask you this: can I convince you that we can't have a Democrat elected and we're in trouble?
What I'm worried about is this is a guy all alone in the White House. He's taking no counsel from anybody inside the White House. He acts as a petulant narcissist with our global alliance. Go look at the FT op-ed that I just wrote today. So he's fracturing the Western Democratic Liberal Alliance. He's going after the Chinese alone after his advisors told him to collectively bargain and bring Europe
to the table. Anthony, but why did you come to this conclusion on a moment's notice when you were on my show 2 months ago?
I said to you 2 months ago, let's go look at the tape, and I've said it repeatedly, that there are several things about the president's policies that I don't like. One of them was the child separation policy. One of them was the press being the enemy of the people. You're a member of the press. I don't like the people who we have a First Amendment in the country. I wrote an op-ed in the Hill saying the press.
I don't even think you believe half of what you're saying. You know what I think's happening? I still love you. We're never going to end our friendship. We're talking a political debate here.
Yeah.
I think that you're looking for a reality TV show and you're kissing Hollywood's ass.
There's no other explanation for this.
You want your wife to have a reality TV show or a talk show. So you're kissing some Hollywood agent's ass.
It's your show, so you're going to talk over me, and that's totally fine. You can talk over me. I'm not looking for a reality show. You can go see my S-86 financial disclosure, which I had to file when I became the comms director. I don't need any money. I don't think you need money.
You're rich, man. You don't need money.
So I don't need a press man. I don't need a reality show. I have 3 adult children and 2 younger children. And my wife was pitched that show. And go read the research on it and not the
No, I just noticed this massive turnaround out of the blue. It's a massive turnaround out of the blue.
Was not a massive turnaround over, out of the blue. I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you on that. I disagreed on child separation. I disagreed on the disavowal of our intelligence agency.
Can I ask you a question?
I disagreed on the press being the enemy of the people. I disagreed on the racist tropes. But I agreed on a lot of the other things, like the economic policies that you and I have been talking about. But the president went full-blown demagogue over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Because
as I said
in my editorial, if you agree with somebody 9 out of 12 times,
you're on the same team.
I said you should vote for him. But 12 out of 12, you need a psychiatrist. And so the president didn't like, on the Bill Maher show, that I could not defend his racist tropes and his racist tweet.
Anthony, do you know my entire life I've been called a racist by any liberal that disagrees with me and I'm winning the argument? That's the definition of a racist. Anyone losing an argument, winning an argument with a liberal, you're falling for that nonsense. Anthony, come on.
I'm not falling for any nonsense.
There's no racism here. Trump has helped black Americans. We have the lowest black unemployment in history. How could he be a racist?
Okay. Hey, Wayne.
Did Obama help black unemployment?
Wayne, you're going to be forever known as the man that got retweeted as the king of the Jews. Okay, let me just say.
He is the king of the Jews because he's done great things for Israel. That was an offhanded comment. He's done great things for the Jews.
Wayne.
He's done great things for Israel.
Wayne, do you think it was an appropriate tweet today to say who's the worst enemy to the country, the Federal Reserve Chairman or President Xi?
Well, let me give you two answers. A, if I was me, I probably wouldn't have done it. But
okay,
B, I do agree that the Fed sucks, and I do agree the Fed's deep state, and I do agree they seem to be trying to bomb the Trump economy.
All right.
So I get why he's mad. I get it.
I don't think the Fed's trying to bomb the Trump economy.
Well, they cut interest rates for Obama for 8 years, and they raise them every day of Trump's administration.
I've been studying the economy for 30 years. The Fed is definitely not trying to bomb the economy.
Anthony, can you stay with us? The music's on. Hang with us one more second.
I can't because I got to go to the center. But listen, can I come back next week?
Yes,
so we
absolutely. Absolutely. We'll have part two.
Okay,
come back next week.
Listen,
you know I still love you.
Friend.
You're a brother from another mother. It's okay.
We can disagree, and he's going to lose.
But don't elect a Democrat, Anthony. You can't elect a Democrat. And there's no other choice. We'll talk to you next week. Go. Have a great weekend. Bye. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. They're in no network, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, I love my buddy. I love my boy, Anthony Scaramucci. Look, we come from the same background. He's a scrappy street kid from Queens, New York. His father was a heavy machinery operator, if I remember correctly. I'm a scrappy street kid from the mean streets of the Bronx. I was born and raised in Mount Vernon, New York, right on the Bronx borderline. Went to the most dangerous urban high school in America, Mount Vernon High School, 85-90% minority. I was the one Jew in a school filled with roughnecks and dangerous people carrying knives and weapons and some guns, and literally left the school after my second year of high school because a kid tried to chop my head off with a machete, literally, and fought him on the ground for my life and wrestled the machete away from him and had him arrested and prosecuted, but the principal told my parents that he's a gang member, and the gang members will stab Wayne Root in the back. I cannot save your son's life. I can't protect him 24 hours a day. He's going to get shafted. So my parents, you know, went to my grandfather and begged him, and he agreed to put up the money to put me in a private school, and I went to a fancy private school. My life changed overnight, and I graduated valedictorian of that school. But I am from a very blue-collar, roughneck background, just like Anthony. He wound up at Harvard. I wound up at Columbia, two Ivy League schools. He went to Wall Street. I became an entrepreneur and ran businesses. And we both wound up in the same place, being for Trump. But I've never left that place, and I don't think I ever will leave that place. And I think he's done a great job of the economy, and the world economy's in major trouble right now, everywhere in the world. And Trump has kept America good. Thank God. And he did the tax cut I loved. It wasn't the quite right one I would have done. I would have aimed it at the people, not at the corporations. He aimed it at the corporations. But it worked. The economy was flying. And he's cut regulations the way I want. And he's passed, even if it's through executive action, because Congress sucks, he has passed every single thing, every trick in the book. I mean, he's a genius strategist. And every trick you could ever pass to stop illegal immigration, he's done it, he's done it, he's done it. But he gets blocked every step of the way by either Congress or a court, a federal court. Everything he wants to do, if he had been able to pass everything he'd ever wanted to pass, we'd have total secure border, we'd have a wall, there'd be no more illegals coming through, life would be great. But every step of the way, there's a liberal judge appointed by Obama or Clinton standing in his way. She can't get anything done. But the guy's trying. Right now he's saying, Trump, that he's going to literally ban birthright citizenship. So, Anthony, you're wrong. My God, if a guy just says I'm going to ban birthright citizenship, I would jump on the train and say, I love this guy. Everything Trump does, he wants to get immigrants, illegal immigrants out of the country. He wants to stop immigrants from taking welfare. He won't give you a green card if you take welfare. He wants you to wait on the other side of the border. You can't scream asylum and just come in. Anthony Scaramucci saying, I don't like children separated from their parents. Are you serious? That was under Obama. Trump has done a minuscule amount of that compared to Obama. Nobody said a word under Obama. So to me, Anthony's gone Hollywood. I may like him, but he's gone Hollywood. To me, every one of his talking points sounded like tired talking points of the deep state. And of Wall Street. Those Wall Street guys are all multi-zillionaires, and they hate the average working man. They don't care about the average working man. All they care about is stocks going up. Everything's got to be stocks going up. And so, of course, they're mad that Trump has a trade war. Because without the trade war, stocks would go up through the roof. Without the trade war, the economy would be flying twice as fast as it's flying. Trump is playing the long game here. He's willing to take short-term heat in the trade war to win the trade war. And when he wins it, our economy will be great for decades to come, maybe centuries to come. He's trying to reestablish the United States-China relationship. They've been screwing us for 50 years, and they've stolen all our jobs and all of our manufacturing. And so, of course, we could leave it status quo, and then with just the tax cuts and the regulation cuts, I believe the economy would be doing much better in the United States, even though the rest of the world's in recession. Of course, the trade war is a problem and a drag on the economy, and it will get worse for the short term. But Trump is a brilliant strategist, and he's playing long ball here. You know, do you really want to play short? I used to have a publicly traded company. It's a disaster. You have to worry about the quarterly returns. Every time you make a quarterly announcement, your stock can go down, and the shareholders don't give a crap. About a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now, they don't care if you're building a great company. They just want to hear great quarterly numbers. That's the Wall Street mentality. And that's what Anthony's saying. Oh, Trump's hurting the economy right now. I'm worried about the next 50 years. We can't go on like this, or China will pass us. The United States, the greatest economy in the world, China's number two, and it's rising, and we were falling, and they were going to pass us. Trump got us rising again, but China's still right there, and they can jump by us. Trump is trying to reset the economic relationship between the United States and China for the next 50 years, and there's going to be pain right now for farmers, going to be pain right now for manufacturers, there's going to be pain right now for the Anthony Scaramucci's of the world, who are the Wall Street hedge fund guys. But in the long term, he's going to save our country and our economy and the middle class and manufacturing. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Anthony doesn't get it because he's playing the Wall Street short game. And I think he's sold out to Hollywood. And I think he's sold out to the deep state. My gosh, those talking points, it's not like he was reading. He doesn't believe any of that stuff. Maybe he was just tired. It's possible. It's a long day. It's later in New York. Maybe he was just tired. He's been on the circuit all day, giving the same points, and he didn't give 110%. I don't know. I can't say what's in a man's heart. But to me, it sounded like a guy who didn't really believe what he was actually saying. He was reading liberal talking points. The same liberals that have wrecked our country, that want open borders, that want everybody on welfare, and want to give more rights to an illegal than to my kids or yours. It's a joke. Come on, Anthony. My show up next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. 15.